Elhamdülillah Rabbil Alemin. Estağfirullah ellezî lâ ilâhe illâ huvel hayyul kayyûm ve töbü ileyh. Vestevü tevbete vel mağfirete vel hidayete inne huvel tevvâbur rahîm. Vaffu ennâ ya kerîm, vaffu ennâ ya kerîm, vaffu ennâ ya kerîm. Mağfir lenâ bi fazlike ya Rahman ya Rahim. Ya Melik-i Ya Kuddüsü Ya Hafız-ı Ya Allah El Evveli Ya Allah El Ahir Ya Allah El Zahir Ya Allah El Batin Ya Allah Hayrihi ve Şerrihi Min Allahu Teala Ve Eşhedü En La İlahe İllallah Vahdehu La Şerike Le Ve Eşhedü Enne Muhammedun Abduhu Ve Resuluhu Esselatu Vesselamu Aleyke Ya Resulallah Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Habiballah. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Seyyidel Evvelin vel Ahirin. İşferenâ ya Şefi'el Müddidin. Bi rahmetik ya Erhamer Rahimin. Kalallahu Teala fi kitab-ül aziz. Euzu billahi mineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ve lillahi yescudu men fî semâvâti vel ardî tav'en ve kerhen ve zilâluhum bil guddîvi vel âsâil. Sadakallâhu l-azîm. Allah-u Teâlâ sevdiğinde Kur'an-ı Kerîm all that exists in the heavens and earth and their shadows either with their own will or without willing it, all during the day and night are in sajda, in awe of their Lord, sallallahu alayhi wa all which Allah Ta'ala has created without any exception. Day and night, the ayah says, are in sajda, in awe of Allah Ta'ala. Yet we, human beings, we Muslims, we think we are free. In fact, we are so attached to this concept of freedom that if anybody would contest our freedom, we would kill them. Wars are waged for defense of freedom. Furthermore, we think that we can do whatever we wish. That's a part of freedom. We can do whatever we will. Furthermore, we will impose our will on others. And we will kill them if they do not accept what we will. We think we own things. We think we are in control of things. We think that we make our own destiny. We deny that there is anything which is called Takdir-i İlahi.
Yet, I am asking, did you ask to come to this world? Did you ask to be born in such and such place, in such and such time, from such and such parents? Did you have any say to look the way you look? Can you really tell me yes? Can you also tell me when and how and where you are going to die? Do you have any say when and where and how you are going to die? You see, we cannot. We didn't ask to come to this world. We have no say who our parents will be, which our country will be, where will we born, and when will we born. We have no say whether we will be tall or short or white or black, good or bad. And then we say, we are the masters of our own destiny. We are free to do whatever we wish to do. Well, that is not true. Not only us, but all the planets, all the suns, and all that they contain in the heavens and in the earth, the mountains, the air, the oceans, the clouds, the plants, the animals, and us. Whoever created us, we are all totally dependent on Him. Whether we will it or we will not, whether we believe in Allah Ta'ala or we don't, we are denying. But yet, when I breathe, when I exhale, who, that breath, which is the sign of our life, each time we inhale, hi, we say, each time we exhale, we say, who, that heart, which was stopped when we die, upon it our veins has written La ilaha illallah. And when it beats more than 100,000 times a day, have you ever had an examination, whatever it is called, which you can hear your heart beat? Did you hear what your heart said? Huck, 100 times, 100,000 times a day. You could be a champion and you could deny as much as you want, but you have no control over it. You are a Muslim, whether you want it or not. Muslim, Islam. He who is willing to say taslim, I have no will, my Lord. I know that this life is a river which is flowing, and I am in it. And I'm stupid. I am swimming counter the current. But the current is going to get me wherever it is going to get me, whether I will it or not. But if I believe in you and comfortably lie down on the water, or in fact make a little effort to swim in with the current, I know I will get to good places. I have hope because I have faith. He is Kadiri Mutlak. He is in control of all and everything. That is why he praises those of us who show tawakkul, who trust in what he decides for us, and who show patience when our egos object to when we get sick or when we get hungry. That device which is called Miftah al-Jannah, patience, Allah Ta'ala praises in us. That is, ibadallah, the only way to live. As we have to admit that we have no say when we come to this world, and how, as we admit that we have no say when we will be leaving this world, in between, the situation is the same. And then, there is the hereafter. Do we believe in the hereafter? Do we believe in the azab of qabr? Do we believe that there is a day of last judgment? Do we believe that there is a Jannah and a Jahannam? Have you seen it? Has anybody come back and said that yes, there is? On the other hand, Allah Ta'ala says that there is. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, yes, there is. In fact, they describe it in detail, and not only them. Hazrat Isa Alayhi Salaam says the same. Hazrat Musa Alayhi Salaam says the same. Hazrat Ibrahim Alayhi Salaam says the same. In all religions, they say that there is a hereafter. But are we much different than the kafir who came and crushed the bone of the dead and threw it at the face of Rasulullah and said, is Allah going to recreate that? No, sincerely. We hope that there is. Even Hazrat Ali, Karamallahu Wajhahu, was discussing this matter of the hereafter with a kafir who denied it totally. And Hazrat Ali, Karamallahu Wajhahu, said to the kafir, he said, I believe that there is a hereafter. And even if, astaghfirullah, there is no hereafter, said Hazrat Ali, what have I lost except having lived a decent, honorable life in this world? While you, the kafir who don't believe it, because I believe it, I hope, having lived as a Muslim, that I will have a decent eternal life. But you, will live in her, said he. Have mercy upon us all. Have mercy upon Ummah Muhammad. You have given us two eyes on the top of our head. Ya Rabbi, if we do not take lessons with what we see, we will be carrying two enemies on the top of our head. Ya Rabbi, we cannot see you, but you do see us. On the other hand, we do see you in what you have created. You have given us ears to hear, but we like to hear noise and gossip and jokes, the good advice, the beautiful words of the Quran al-Azim come in and out from the other ear. Ya Rab, you have given us a tongue to communicate. We use it in lies and in blasphemy. You have given us hands to give, to wipe the tears from the eyes of those who suffered, to caress the heads of the orphan. We use it to hit, to take what doesn't belong to us. You have given us feet to go to the masjid. We use it to go to the mall. You have given us a mind to seek and find you. We use it in waswasa. You have given us a heart to love. We use it for hate. Yara, have mercy on us. You have created us as Ahsani Taqeem. We have reduced ourselves to Asfar al-Safirin. Ya Rab, have mercy upon us. You say your Rahmah far surpasses your anger. Ya Rab, we count on your Rahmah. We count on the one who you have sent as Rahmatan lil Alameen, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi, accord us the intercession of Rahmatan lil Alameen. You have given us all and more than necessary. You have given us the Quran al-Azim, in which you tell us clearly what to do and what not to do. But for those of us who are too stupid or who don't know how to read, you have sent us the Quran al-Azim in the shape of a human being, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi, give us the intelligence, give us the understanding of understanding the Quran al-Azim and to act upon it. Ya Rabbi, give us the love of the one who loves, whom you love, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that we can imitate him. Have mercy upon Ummati Muhammad. Have mercy upon this Jamaat. Have mercy upon all of humankind. Ameen. To the Ummati Sayyidina al-Mursaleen. Sahaba Yasin. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin Bakhtarat al-Bayawan. وعلى أهل سعادتك أجمعين من أهل السماوات وأهل الأرضين ورضوان الله تعالى على آل رسول الله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.